الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أيها البليغ الله يشهد كيد من الضائف من فيك الإسلام. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. And I'm trying to say your Lord, who created you from a single soul, and from them it makes, and from them came many men and women. And so Allah, from whom you demand your mutual rights and respect the wounds that bore you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. And you believe, say Allah and say a good word, a word that is true. يصلح لكم أعمالكم، فسر الله may improve your actions, rectify your actions. ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم and forgive your sins. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. And you obey Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great success. أما بعد، and I'll start with follows. فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. The best speech is the speech of Allah, the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best example is the example of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the words of the Prophet, وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُعْدَدَاتُهَا are the newly invented matters. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُعْدَدَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ For every newly invented matter is an innovation. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ And every innovation is a misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ And every misguidance leads to the fire. Alhamdulillah. Today, inshallah, we're going to remind ourselves of an important topic. A topic with regards the hearts. With regards rectifying the hearts and finding a cure from the Quran and Sunnah, and the Ansar of the companions, looking at the statements of the ulama, finding a cure for the hearts. We are all in need, wallah, of rectifying our hearts. We are all in need of calling upon Allah to purify our hearts. Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ came to his Lord with a pure heart. And this is the way of the Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. They come to Allah with a heart of tawheed, upon ikhlas, upon love of Allah Azza wa Jalla more than anyone, fearing Allah more than anyone, hoping to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life. In terms of love, they love Allah more than anyone. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ The people who believe they love Allah the most. Their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no doubt great. But you find the politics, they are the ones who set up partners and rivalries and intermediaries with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala such that their hearts are inclined to other than Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ They love them as they love Allah. The grandson of Muhammad Wahab rahimahullah, the Imam Suleiman ibn Abdullah ibn Muhammad Wahab.
كتاب التوحيد التيسير. He said, how about those who love others more than they love Allah? Because the verse says, they love others as they love Allah. And there are people who love others more than they love Allah. That is a worse situation. And Allah rebuked the ones who love others as they love Allah. So how about those who love others more than they love Allah? Subhanallah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, من أحب في الله وأبغض في الله ومنع لله وأعطى لله أعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. Whoever loves for Allah's sake and he hates for Allah's sake and he gives for Allah's sake and he withholds for Allah's sake, then he is the one who has completed Iman. Having love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone, having love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone, more than yourself, yourself, your parents, your children, والناس أجمعين and all of their people, loving them, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than, and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone, such that when they command you with something, you fulfill. you fulfill. And when they forbid you from something, they keep away from. The Prophet said, "Ma amartukum bihi fa'tu minhu mastata'tum, wa ma nahaytukum anhu fashtanibuh." That which I have commanded you with, then bring of it what you are able. Because commandments, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows that some people are not able to pray standing, for example, so they pray sitting. And if they're not able to pray sitting, they pray lying down. But when he said about forbiddance, he said, "Fashtanibuh," keep away from it. So what we're going to look at is not the issue of the pillars of the heart, the pillars with regard which are from the actions of the heart, such as love, fear, and hope. Fear, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, "Wala takhafuhum wa khafuni." Don't fear them, but fear me. That we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone. Of course, there is a natural fear. If you see a lion, if you see something coming towards you that's dangerous and that, of course there's a natural fear. But what is meant here is fear in terms of the legislation. Yani don't fear others. Yani in performing the commandments of Allah, in keeping away from the prohibited matters. And so what we're going to look at is what a lecture that was given a long time ago by Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah regarding the heart and the rectification of the heart. So he begins after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, and he mentions that taqwa, that piety, and this whole lecture is all about the heart, is all about rectification of the heart. He says taqwa, that verily the people of taqwa, the people who are pious, the believers, they believe in Allah correctly, and they believe in the unseen, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah says, أَلِفْ لَا مِمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen. First and foremost, we have not seen paradise. We have not seen the hellfire. We have not seen the angels. We have not seen Allah Azza wa Jal. But we believe in the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us. And what the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the a'dattu li ummati, that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, a'dattu li ummati ma la aynun ra'at wala udhunun sami'at wala khatara fi qalbi rajulin minkum aw wala khatara fi qalbi ahadikum. I have prepared for my slaves, my servants, a'dattu li ibadi, I said ummati, ibadi, I have prepared for my servants, for my worshippers, what no eye has seen, and no ear has heard, and no heart has even contemplated what it's going to be like. Paradise, Allahu Akbar, Jannah, Ardu as-samawati wal-ard. Ardu as-samawati, its distance and its extent, its vastness, extending over the heavens and the earth. Naam. That which you see, that which you don't see. Allah Azza wa Jalla swore by that which you see, that which you don't see. فَلَا أُقُسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he brought you this Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah swore by that which you see and that which you don't see. And the scholars mention that which you don't see is very little. That which you haven't seen, sorry, is very little compared to what you have seen. I've seen very little. How far has the naked eye gone? Yani in terms of seeing what is around it, even with a telescope and even with satellites. How far has the eye actually seen? Very little. We have not seen the great kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The great kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani beyond what our eyes have just seen. The great vastness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created from His creation. And until today, they keep looking at the oceans. And until today, every day they keep in, yani, and every week or so, they keep in, yani, discovering new creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Na'am. So the creation of Allah is vast. The خلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس. The creation of the heavens and the earth is far greater than the creation of people. And how many people has Allah created? There are in the world today about 6 billion people. How many 100 years ago? Another 5 or 6 billion. How many before? And so on and so on. So how many billions of people did Allah create? How many trillions of people did Allah create? So you, as one of the scholars mentioned, you and me, looking at what we have just seen, is just like from a keyhole. We have seen very little. That's all we have seen. Just like someone looking through a keyhole. Nothing. Very, very little of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the believers, they're the ones who believe in the unseen. They believe in the unseen, they have the correct aqidah. And أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَىٰ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah said, they are the ones who are upon guidance from their Lord, and they are the successful ones. This is how Allah described the believers. But after that, they establish their prayer, and they pay the charity, they give the obligatory charity that which we have provided for them, and their hearts are hearts upon guidance. How about the hearts that are mentioned, the different types of hearts that are mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, the other two hearts, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, the disbelievers. What about them, the disbelievers and the hypocrites? What did Allah say? خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah seals their hearts. وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ, and their hearing. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, and their sight. What is it upon their sight? غِشَاوَة. If you see these horses that have these coverings on their eyes, so they don't go right or left, yani, they have these coverings. غِشَاوَة, they have a covering. That the hypocrites, disbelievers, they have this covering on their eyes, on their ears. They don't hear. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes which they don't see with. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said, yes, they have eyes, but they don't benefit from that. They don't benefit from the sight. Yes, they have ears. لَهُمْ أَذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. But they don't hear with that. Meaning they don't benefit for what Allah has given them, because they choose to turn away. And their heart is dead. Because the one who remembers Allah, the likeness of the one who remembers Allah, and the one who doesn't remember Allah, is like the living and the dead. So those who are living this world upon desires, upon hawa, upon following the ways of shaitan, they know that they are far away from the dhikr of Allah. And they are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance. And they're far away from being alive. They are living dead, like zombies. And this is how Allah described them. Living dead. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. And to them will be a grievous punishment. Because they are the ones who have turned away. So Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah said, so Allah sealed the hearts of the disbelievers. So they are not guided by the book. And they do not accept the truth. And the falsehood that Satan has planted in their souls, he says, does not leave them. And he speaks about the hypocrites. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, because in their hearts is a disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, and Allah increases their disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and to them is a grievous punishment. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, with what they used to belie and deny of the truth. So this is the disease in their hearts. نسأل الله السلامة. And the Prophet ﷺ himself, he used to say, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينَكَ. He used to say that in his sujood. So what about us, ya ikhwan? More so. We should try to follow his sunnah, of course. We are in need, more so, of rectification of our hearts. We are in need of following the example of Rasulullah ﷺ. Not over-exaggerating in that following. No. What is meant is that we have to follow his sunnah and follow his guidance, and with that we rectify our heart. Brothers, come in. Let the brothers come out. Come inside. Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah said, from the reasons of this hypocrisy are lies. So notice how Shaykh Rabi linked the nifaq, the hypocrisy, with lies. Because in Surah Al-Baqarah, nifaq is mentioned with al-kadib, with lies. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ. Because before he mentioned that they lie, they deny the truth, and here he mentioned that they have a disease in their hearts. So he said, from the reasons of this hypocrisy are lies. So know, ya ikhwan wa akhawat, lying and not being truthful is a reason for nifaq. And Ibn Abi Mulayka from the Tabi'een, he said, I met 30 of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and each one fearing hypocrisy upon himself. They didn't used to be people who lied. They were truthful. They were sadiqoon. Allah called them rijal. The sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, rijalun. La tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah. They were not occupied by wealth and buying and selling over their remembrance of Allah. They were busy with the remembrance of Allah. The sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. And if we had been any better, we would have been raised up then. They were in the best of generations. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Hadith in Bukhari, mutawatir. the best people is my generation, then them to come after them, then them to come after them. So they were the best people with the best hearts. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, in an authentic narration, he said, Allah looked into the hearts of the servants and chose the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best of the hearts of the servants. Allahu Akbar. That is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of the creation, the best of the anbiya. And as sayyidu walidi Adam wala fakhr, I am the best of the children of Adam. I am the best of the children of Adam without boasting, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Abdul Masih Abad explained that he said, in his explanation of Sunan Majah, he said, meaning that there was no other prophet that was going to come to tell us that afterwards. So he mentioned it to us as a point of revelation, that he is the best of the children of Adam, wala fakhr. And he didn't say that while boasting. Rather, he is the best of the children of Adam, alayhi salatu wassalam. So lies, deception, this is not the case of the believer. This should never be the case of the Muslims, the mu'min. Because the Muslim should not lie, should not cheat, should not deceive, should be truthful, first and foremost to themselves, with ikhlas, with sincerity. So Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah said, look, from the reasons of hypocrisy is lies. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Allah looked into the hearts of the servants and chose the Messenger's heart to be the best of the hearts of the servants and made him as his messenger. And he looked into the hearts of the servants thereafter, yani from this ummah, after the anbiya and so on, from this ummah. And he chose the hearts of the companions to be the best of the hearts of the people. And he chose them as the Messenger's companions. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the best of the people, who had the best hearts. So we love them. Hubbuhum deen. Imam Bukhari has a chapter, Hubbul Ansar min al Iman. Hubbul Ansar min al Iman is from Iman. Loving them, of course. Loving the Ansar, the Prophet said, إِذَا دُكِرَ أَصْحَابِ فَمْسِكُوا. When my companions are mentioned, they withhold. Don't say anything about them. Loving them. And this is why we have the ulama, not just Sheikh Rabi', but other than Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Sa'i Fawzan, Sheikh Al-Haydan, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad, Sheikh Ubaid Al-Jabri, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi Al-Madghari, Sheikh Abdul Bukhari from the Mashaykh of Medina. And other than them, they are teaching the books of Aqidah. Week in, week out. Week in, week out. Why? To tell you the love of Sahaba, for example. To tell you the true Aqidah and Iman. To tell you the true Aqidah of the of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, how they used to believe. Like, for example, Sheikh Ubaid Hafidhullah recently is teaching Asl Sunnah. This is the second time he's taught it. And he taught Usul Sunnah of Imam Ahmad twice as well in the past 9 years. And also he's taught Al-Qirwaniyah of Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qirwani in the past 9 years. And also he's taught, for example, the Ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the whole of the ibadat from Bulughul Maram, the whole of the ibadat of Lu'lu' wal Marjan, the whole of the ibadat of Manhaj al-Salikin, of Sheikh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di rahimullah, and other than that, Umdatul Fiqh of Ibn Qudama, and other than that, books after books, books of Muhammad al-Wahhab rahimullah, Hadith wa la Haraj, of the books that he has taught, and Al-Wasatiyya, and Al-Hamawi, and other than that, from the books, Al-Wasatiyya, and other than that, from the books of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, reviving the books of the Salaf. He's not saying, I'm saying, I think. He's saying, this is what they say. And in there is love of the Sahaba that he has revived. Loving the companions. That they're the best of the people. Khayrun nas qarni. This is one example. And Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah teaching, and also his books being printed. Aqidat al-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith is printed. Asl al-Sunnah of Imamain al-Raziyain. And Shaykh Zayd Hafidhullah, his print has just come out as well. And they're teaching the books of Ibn Abi Dawood, Ahaiya, for example, his lines of poetry. And the Muqaddimah of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani from the 4th century. He died 386 Hijriya. And teaching of the A'imma, what they have mentioned. And just recently, Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi, he finished Al-Iban al-Sughra of Ibn Battah, which is this book here which we have in front of us. Narrations after narrations about love for the sunnah and hatred for the bid'ah and hatred and keeping far away from the people of desires. For what? Why? Why all this? In order to rectify our hearts. Such that our hearts are upon tawheed and ikhlas, upon the way of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because ya ikhwan wa akhawat, the way of the innovators is to destroy your heart. To destroy your heart, to make your heart attached not to قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة. As Ibn al-Qayyim said, العلم قال الله قال رسول قال الصحابة ليس بالتمويه ما العلم نصبك لخلاف سفاهة بين الرسول وبين رأي فلان أو فقيه. This is the, what ilm is for. Going back to Allah said, and the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and the companion conveyed. This is ilm. But they don't want that. The innovators want, my sheikh said, my Sufi sheikh said, my na'am. And even in their translators, even their translators of the Quran, they manipulate their translation of the Quran to misguide the ummah, to misguide the masses. They use their translation in order, as a cannon, in order to defeat the other groups and call to their own misguided group, destroying the hearts of the Muslims. Isn't this what they do? The Rafida, for example, in their tafsir, tafsir al-Qummi, tafsir al-Ayashi, and there is a translation of the Rafida by Mir Ali, and he refers back to these Rafida translation, tafsir. And in there he says, غير المغضوب عليهم is Abu Bakr and Umar رضي الله عنهم. أعوذ بالله. Allah is, he's saying Allah is angry with Abu Bakr and Umar. This is their translation of Quran. And they say that the 12 Imams, they are better than prophethood. And they say that the last of the Imams, the Mahdi, who will come, and although he's alive, he's there, he's still concerned about your affairs and concerned about aiding you, so that the people end up attaching themselves with that, with somebody else other than Allah, attaching themselves with them, with their way, causing disease in your heart. Because heart cannot be pure if it's upon shirk. Heart cannot be saleem if it's upon bid'ah. Heart is sick. And what causes destruction of the heart? Also sins. The Prophet said, every time you sin, a black spot enters your heart. Until the heart cannot recognize. Until the heart cannot recognize. Becomes blackened. Misguided. You can't recognize truth and false, truth from falsehood, because of sins, because of lying and deception. Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah said, falsehood becomes rooted in their hearts. Eh wallah, isn't this the way of the innovators? Falsehood becomes rooted in their hearts, from the way of the Rafida and the Sufis. Sheikh Rabbi said, these two groups are the most dangerous groups upon you. These two groups, the Rafida and the Sufis. Yes, because they deaden your heart. The Sufis, whenever they talk about their scholars, they don't say scholars, they say masters, our masters. We heard this from Abu Aliya, the one in Leighton, who used to call to way of Salaf long time ago. And now he disconnected himself from the ulama, became a Sufi. Now he says, our Sufi masters. And some of them who go back to the Manchester Naqshbandi Sheikh, supposedly, they claim he knows the unseen. And they claim he has a hair of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah said, there's nothing from that which they claim that is present today. Whether in Turkey, they claim they have his shoes and his hair and so on. No. They only do that to misguide you. Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah said, there's nothing available of that at all. They're lying to you. They bring somebody else's hair, they say it's the hair of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just so that you can end up following them and they can deaden your heart and blacken your heart with innovations. Naam. And what will happen to that heart that is upon falsehood, upon lies? He said, making it sick. A person becomes sick, marid, needs the hospital. And what is that? He needs the Quran and Sunnah to cure his heart. So it becomes such that it does not accept the truth due to the disease of lying. And how many of them lie to us? How many people address themselves, taint themselves, clothe themselves with lying? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Naam, these evil traits. Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah said, two evil traits I hate, he says. And alhamdulillah, we should all hate it. Arrogance and lying. Because these are diseases from the heart. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبِ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. Be warned of lying, for it leads you to transgression. And transgression leads you to يعني فجور, evil deeds. And evil deeds leads you to the fire. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ, and upon you is to be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقِ يَهْدِي إِلَى يَهْدِي إِلَى, before that, إِلَى الْبِرِّ. Truthfulness guides to birr. Birr is a comprehensive term that necessitates all of righteousness, all of good deeds is birr. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah, he said, for this reason, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to aspire towards truthfulness until Allah writes him down from the truthful. We all want to be from the truthful ones. Allah says, كُنَ مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ Be with the truthful ones. And who are the sadiqeen here? They are the ulama. Be with the ulama. You disconnect yourself from the ulama, what happened to you? Become a Sufi. Or you become this misguided group, and this one, you disconnected yourself. Like we have some individuals, they think that fahm as-salaf, going back to the understanding of the salaf means, they don't have to follow what the scholars have said, in this time. Meaning that they just go back and that's it. No, we have to go back, we have to also take from the scholars, see what they are saying as well. Because they are reviving, it's not possible in every generation for fahm as-salaf not to be revived by the ulama. They are the ones reviving Fahm al-Salaf. Because the Prophet said, hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, in Sunan Abi Dawud, sorry, the hadith, in Allah yab'athu ala rasil qarn, man yujadidu al-umma umura diniha. Allah will raise at the head of the century those who revive the deen as a whole. They will raise. At the end of the century, those who revive the deen as a whole. Not just portion of the deen, like the takfiris, they only talk about jihad. This is reviving the deen? No. This is just, you're talking about a portion of the deen, but you still get it wrong. But what about educating the people upon tahara? How to do tahara? Salah, siyam, zakah, hajj, the deen as a whole. Iman billahi wa malaikati wa kutubi wa rusuli wa yawm al-akhir wa al-qadr. Khairi wa sharri. The deen as a whole. The five pillars of iman, of Islam, and the six pillars of iman. The deen as a whole. Is revived. Hadith Jibril. Daka Jibril. Atakum liyuallimakum deenakum. Ufi riwaya. Atakum yuallimukum deenukum. He came to teach you your religion. Yuallimukum deenakum. He came to teach you your religion. That was Jibril. He came to teach you your deen. So what was the deen? Mal iman, mal ihsan, mal islam. This is the deen. Covered. So you're going to follow any alim. The alim, who's a alim, He revives the deen. Islam, Iman, he revives the deen. But somebody from these misguided groups, what did they concentrate on? They only concentrate a portion. Sufis, let's teach you how to do dhikr. They still do it wrong. But this is their portion that they emphasize. But you look at his salah, his fast, his hajj. You see, what kind of ibadah is that? Some of them we see them in Makkah. And when we go to Makkah, some of the Sufis, we see them, subhanAllah, even walking backwards from the Kaaba. They don't even want to turn their backs towards the Kaaba. If they trip over, they will fall, subhanAllah. Is this Islam? Turning your back. When they go around the black stone, what do you find a lot of the majority of people doing? Huh? Like this. With their waving their hands. They say, Allahu Akbar, Yahi, that's it. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar in the beginning. And some of the scholars say, if you're able to kiss it and say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. If not, just say, Allahu Akbar. Each time you go around. But when they go around the black stone, they're doing this. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah said, what, you're flying? People are doing this. They are worshipping Allah upon ignorance. So what are they teaching them? These are coming from these misguided groups. Whether it is Hizb al-Tahrir, Muhajirun, Jama'at al-Takfir, Sufiyun. All of these misguided groups, Deobandis, Brelvis, misguided groups. Brelvis, they teach their people. Yes, it's all based upon lies. They teach their people that the Prophet ﷺ is not even a human being. It's in their translation of the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Kaf, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ Say, I'm a human being like you. What did they say? It's so clear. I'm a human being like you. Say to them, I'm a human being like you. Can you get any clearer than that? What did they say in the translation? First of all, because they hold Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on par with Allah. Because they call upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not Allah. Or with Allah. You go into their masjid, they're green, all green inside. And you see, Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. Everywhere. Ya Allah, Ya Rasulullah. And they go, what did they say in their translation? They translate, Qul as please declare. Please declare. They're saying, Allah is saying to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please. Please declare, Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guided Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the truth. ولولا ثبتناك لكنت تركن إليهم إلا قليلا. If we did not make you firm, then you would have swayed to them even if it be a little. Allah is the one who made him firm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that his heart be clean with zamzam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah is the one who guided him to the truth. And he guided him and he chose him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'am, chose the best of the people. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was a great worshipper of Allah. A great slave of Allah. And he said on his deathbed, لا تطروني كما أطرأت النصارى عيسى بن مريم ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Don't over-exaggerate in praising me, just like the Christians over-exaggerated in praising Isa ibn Maryam. But say, I am a slave of Allah and his messenger. Say, I am a slave of Allah and his messenger. Say, I'm a slave of Allah and his messenger. So continuing, Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah says, the signs of the hypocrites are what? إِذَا حَدَثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks, he lies. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرْ. And when he makes a promise, an oath, he proves to be deceptive. وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرْ. And when he argues, he blows his top. When he argues, he loses his temper. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَان. And when he is entrusted with something, he proves to be deceptive. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the traits of the hypocrites. May Allah protect us. These are this is considered hypocrisy in action. As for hypocrisy in belief, then the hypocrisy in belief will be the lowest of the hellfire. And they are the ones who are disbelievers, who deny the truth. So Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah says, nowadays we find those who befriend the people of innovation and misguidance, even if they insult the prophets, even if they insult the companions, and even if they call Muslims disbelievers, we find them befriending them. How we befriend them? We say, Rafidah, our brothers, A'udhu Billah. The ones who curse the companions? Brelvis, our brothers, A'udhu Billah. And yet they have false beliefs, and they have beliefs of shirk. And likewise, there are those who call to partisanship, Hizbiya, call to the destruction of this blessed call. Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Sahaba. They call to this destructive call. The likes of Abdurrahman bin Khalik, for example, who said in the past that Jama'at al-Tabligh, Jama'at Ikhwan Muslimin, that they are Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. MashaAllah. Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is about just gathering numbers, not worried about the correct Aqidah. Is in the way of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, is in their motto to say, نتعاون فيما تفقنا عليه ويعذر بعضنا بعضا فيما اختلفنا فيه. We cooperate in that which we unite upon, and we leave those things which we don't unite upon, yani we differ, yani we excuse each other for. And this is what they used to do. Excuse each other for issues of shirk, issues of bid'ah, issues of khurafat, superstitions and so on. Hassan al-Banna himself, the head of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, Hassan al-Banna himself, he tried to gather the people of Aqidah, the correct Aqidah, with everybody else, with the Sufis, with the Rafida, whoever. Mix and match. How we know this? Because Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah, a great Sheikh, Hafidhullah al-Arhamu, great worship of Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept him and raise him many levels in paradise. Ameen, Jannat al-Fardaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's with the Nabiyeen, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada'u al-Salihin, wa Hasuna ulaika rafiqa. A beautiful sheikh with good manners and great aqidah, firm upon the manhaj, upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he loved Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah. Every time you ask him about manhaj, he says, go to Sheikh Rabi'. If you ask him about men, he says, go to Sheikh Rabi'. And Sheikh bin Baz, rahimullah, used to do the same, letters, writing letters to Sheikh Rabi' to ask about the men. Na'am, there are those who are in that speciality and in that level, in that area. Na'am, this is not restricting. This is knowing Ahl al-Fadl, just like the Ahl al-Fadl knew who the Ahl al-Fadl were. And Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah, said, I met Hassan al-Banna. I met him. He was given a lecture about the man who prayed badly. You know the story, the man who prayed badly. He came to the Prophet and he said, Salaamu alaykum. He gave salam to the Messenger, and after the Messenger replied, he said, Irja' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray. He didn't pray. He came back, said, salam, after he prayed, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. Go back and pray, you didn't pray. Came back, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. Go back and pray, you didn't pray. He says لا أحسن إلا هذه الصلاة. I do not know except this prayer. So the Prophet taught him. MashaAllah, beautiful hadith. Teaching the people how to, fantastic, beautiful. But then when prayer time came, who did Hassan al-Banna the Ikhwani, who did he put forward to lead the prayer? He put a big Sufi sheikh to lead the prayer. A big Sufi sheikh. When I say big, usually big turban, big stick. He led the prayer. And he led the prayer quickly. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Finish quickly. And Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimullah went to Hassan al-Banna the Ikhwani. He said to him, it's as if your friend who you told to lead the prayer, as if he misunderstood the hadith. He understood the opposite to what the hadith said. Why don't you correct him? Why don't you rectify? And he just ignored the subject and spoke about something else. So from then on, Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimullah said, I know this person now. He's not a person who is truthful in rectifying the people and what they are upon, but rather just leave them and gathering the numbers. And then Sheikh Muhammad rahimullah, he said to his companion, one of his companions who used to go and listen to Hassan al-Banna the Ikhwani, he said to him, don't go to him, I warn you, don't go to him. But initially that companion didn't listen. And so he went to him one time, he said they were in a gathering. He went and he came back to Sheikh Muhammad complaining. He said, what are you complaining for? He said, I went and then I came back. I saw something very strange and I had to leave. He said, what did you see? He said, they were all in a gathering. And then Hassan al-Banna the Ikhwani asked about the people with the right aqidah. He asked about them, are they present? Because if they're not present, switch off the lights and let's do the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of the Sufis. This is the way of Hassan al-Banna the Ikhwani. So when Abd al-Rahman Abdul Khaliq, the head of Ihya Turath, when he said that Ahl al-Sunnah is the way of Ikhwan Muslimin also and the way of Jama'at Tabligh, what Ahl al-Sunnah are you talking about? What Ahl al-Sunnah are you talking about when Jama'at al-Tabligh, they leave behind the Tablighi Nisab which has shirk in it, claiming that some saints have knowledge of the unseen, which has bid'ah in it, false stories in it. Like they say that the hand came out of the Kaaba and said to a person who looked at the ankle of a woman, how dare you look at our women? And he slapped him. The hand slapped the person. We ask, where's that hand now? There's so many people going around the Kaaba, maybe they're in riba, they're in haram, then where's that hand now? This is in Tablighi Nisab. So now, mashallah, tabarakallah, Jama'at al-Tabligh and Ikhwan al-Muslimin, they're Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Kaif? Upon khurafa, superstition? They call the people to 40 days. Who said 40? 4 months in a lifetime, 40 days in a year, 3 days in a month. What are you going to do? First of all, 40, 3, 4, who said? Did Rasulullah say revelation? No. Look at their principles, 6 points they call to. The first one is supposed to be Kalimat al-Tawheed. Allahu Akbar, belief in Allah, teach us the three categories of Tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyya, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, Tawheed al-Asma' al-Sifat. They can't. Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah said, فَاقِدْ شَيْءٍ لَا يُعْطِيهِ. That what you don't have, you can't give. The one who doesn't have it, can't give it. Because knowledge is not there. They didn't learn from the ulama. They took from their Sufi sheikhs. And that's why Jama'at al-Tabligh, their leaders, who are their founders, Ken Dahlawi, and Muhammad Ilyas Zakaria, and all of their leaders, they themselves used to be Sufis, giving bay'ah to their Sufi turuq, Sufi paths. Paths upon what? Upon Tawheed, upon Sunnah, paths upon bid'ah. Nasal Allah Salama. Yes, bid'ah, and claiming for the unseen, claiming the saints know the unseen, claiming that they have a connection with the dead. This is their path. So the way of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, truly, the way of the Salafiyun, Ahlul Athar, that is the way which breaks all barriers of shirk, breaks all barriers of desires and bid'ah and superstitions, breaks all of those barriers. And what is left high is Qala Allah, Qala Rasulullah, Qala Sahaba. Because when the Sahaba unite, then that is deen. And Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, the Sahaba when they unite, it's impossible they unite except that they are in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody will come and cut it there, impossible to unite, huh? Cut it there and say, look, he said, subhanAllah, impossible they unite except that they are upon the sunnah. Allahu Akbar. So ijma' of sahaba is in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No doubt. The Prophet ﷺ is the one who said, "Ummati la tajtami' ala al-dalalah." My ummah will not unite upon misguidance. So no doubt, Shaykh Rabi'a Hawadullah continues and he says, thus, let us remedy ourselves, let us cure ourselves from this disease. And it is by Allah more deserving of treatment than AIDS. And we know that AIDS, the evil disease of AIDS, and how quick it kills the one who's upon it, the one who has it, sorry, is more in need of treatment than AIDS and other diseases. Therefore, let us fear Allah concerning ourselves, he says. And let us look to see where we are, each and every one of us. Where are we? Where are we going? Aina tadhabun? Where are you going to go? Ila Allah. Each and every one of us returning back to Allah. Because he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has mentioned that Surah Ghafir, wa anna maraddana ila Allah. فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. You remember what I said to you. For indeed Allah is all ever watchful over His slaves. So our return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has, and He mentioned a few verses here. وَلَا تُخْزِنِ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam supplicated. And let not me be in disgrace on the day of judgment when I'm raised up. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On the day, no children, no wealth can aid you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except the one who come to Allah with a pure heart. Look, is your heart sound? Is your heart salim? Shaykh Rabbi says. The sound heart is the one that combats shirk. Ey Allah, shirk, the most destructive of sins. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَيُّ ذَنْبٍ أَعْظَمٍ قَالَ أَنْ تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ. What is the most severest of sins that you make with Allah a partner while He's the one who created you? This is the most severest of sins and the most destructive of sins. Where is their da'wah then? Where is their da'wah calling people away from shirk? Yet they gather together in Green Lane in Ahl Hadith Mosque saying, Adnan Abdul Qadir, he said, Abdurrahman Abdul Khaliq, he had good manners. Well, what is that going to benefit me? If he's saying that Jama'at al-Tabligh and Ikhwan Muslimin are from the from Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah, what good is first and foremost manners? First and foremost Aqidah. Aqidah comes first, because that's the heaviest on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah. How do we know? The Hadith al-Bitaqa. And the one who translated, Abu Usama, he said, I'm only the translator. So Shaykh Rabbi Hafidullah said, you're only the translator. So if a kafir comes and says to you some issues of disbelief, you say, I'm only the translator. What good is that? You have also the haq to follow. If somebody has said wrong, you must correct it and speak the truth. Na'am. But no, they will not. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. And if you see yourself rejecting the truth, if it comes from a particular direction and accepting falsehood, he says, if it comes from a particular direction, deeming it to be truth, then know that your heart is sick. You don't want to accept it, because you are partisan to your own group, to your own way. You don't want to accept the truth. The haqq is haqq. Al-haqq min rabbikum, fala takunanna min al-mumtareen. Truth is from your Lord. So don't be argumentative ones. Don't argue. The truth is haqq. Fala takunanna min al-mumtareen. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Truth has come and falsehood has perished. And falsehood will always perish. So look at the situation of these individuals who call you away from the ulama. Wallahi, sick heart who speaks against the ulama. How do we know that? A sick heart. A heart is dead. It's marid and he's reviving. And dead in pots. The heart needs to be revived with the love of the people that Allah loves. Loving all those that Allah loves. Khatib al-Baghdadi, rahimahullah, he said, in Sharf Ashab al-Hadith, Qala al-Thawri, Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, who died 161 Hijriya, he said, Al-Malaikatu hurrasu al-Sama, The angels, they are the protectors of the heavens, of the skies. When the shayateen try to listen, they're ordered to throw at them the shooting stars. The shooting stars, Hadith Bukhari. Wa ashabul hadith, hurrasul ard. The people of hadith are the protectors, are the guardians of the earth. Yes, they protect the sunnah. They protect the true Islam. Because they refute the innovators. These individuals, they don't want you to talk. Brother, don't talk. This is split. Don't talk. Don't say this. This is truth, ya akhi. Want to hide the truth? وقال يزيد بن زريع لكل دين فرسان وفرسان هذا الدين أصحاب الأسانيد. Every religion has their knights or their men on horses, يعني guarding it. So who's the فرسان? The فارس, the one who is a protector, the guardian of that, and upon this earth. He said the أصحاب الأسانيد, the people of إسناد, meaning the scholars of hadith, the أهل الحديث, the true أهل الحديث. Not the ones yesterday, they're saying we are Salafi, and today they bring Ikhwanis to teach in their masjid. This is cooperating with who? Cooperating with people of misguidance. And here, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he said, إِذَا اسْتَطَعْتَ فَكُنْ عَالِمًا. If you are able, then be a scholar. Be someone knowledgeable. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَكُنْ مُتَعَلِّمًا. If you can't, then be a student. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَأَحِبُّهُمْ. And if you're not able, then love them. Then love them. No. Speaking against the scholars. Calling the scholars the most reviled names. Where did they get this from except from Jahiliyyah? Where did they get this from except from the people of Jahiliyyah? To speak against the scholars. Then the Jews and the Christians, the Jews in particular, used to kill the Anbiya, their learned ones. They used to kill them, they used to revile them. Didn't the Mushrikeen, the polytheists of the past, didn't they used to speak ill of Rasulullah ﷺ, calling him all sorts of bad names, and Allah protected him and defended him. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ. That your companion is not one possessed. And Allah defended him. That he spoke the truth. That he comes with truth, he comes with revelation. وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak of his own accord. Rather, it is revelation that is revealed. Didn't they used to speak ill of the ulama and the learned ones amongst them? This is what Muhammad Wahhab, rahimullah, in Masail al-Jahiliyyah. The aspects of ignorance. He said one of the aspects is to speak ill of the learned ones, of the people of knowledge, the ulama. To speak ill of the learned ones, the people of knowledge. So your heart is sick if you're speaking against the ulama. Because the ulama, the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah said, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever harms a friend of mine, I'm at war with him. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يُبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَإِذَا سَأَلَنِي إِلَى أُطِيَّنَّهُ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَاذَنِي إِلَى أُعِيذَنَّهُ. حديث البخاري صحيح. Whoever harms a friend of mine, I'm at war with him. And the scholars say, if the friends of Allah are not the ulama, then who are they then? Who are they? Because they are the ones who always remember Allah much. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. They are the ones reminding the people of the dhikr of Allah. And they are the ones who ponder over His creation. And they know that Allah didn't create this in vain. Allah created it with a purpose, with a cause. And that causes to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they remind and they teach. يُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. This is what they are. They are Rabbani. They are Rabbani. Cultivators, educators. They teach the people the five pillars of Islam and the six pillars of belief. They teach the people and they revive the deen. And they are the ones who are upright on that first and foremost. Not like some people. They say, come, I'll talk about family. And they're going to talk about family. Family values. Talk about family values. And he has children scattered around the whole world. Ya, he take care of your children first. Let's speak the truth. And be open. those du'at, yes, some of them from the people of misguided, even in the affair of their own life, is a mess. The manhaj is in a mess, but even the akhlaq is in a mess. But in front of you, they're coming on television, Islam channel, whatever channel it is, and say, family values. Look after your wife, look after your children. And he has been married more than 15 times or 10 times. From this one to the next one. And then what? Could be your sister, could be my sister. Na'am, could be our children. That they mess up. Going from house to house. Chatting with them. Oh, is it your husband? He's bad to you. Okay, no, you can do khulla, inshallah, and tomorrow you can marry me. Isn't this what they do? How many times they've been doing this? When are people going to wake up? When are people going to wake up and speak the truth? Not speak falsehood. Be truthful in all of their affairs. Do we find the ulama like this? The likes of Sheikh Salih Fawzan, and Sheikh Al-Haydan, and Sheikh Rabi', and Sheikh Muhammad Hadi, and Sheikh Ubaid. Do we find the ulama like this? And Sheikh Abdulaziz bin Baz, rahimahullah, and Sheikh Mu'taymi, rahimahullah, and Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, these great scholars. Do we find them like that? In manhaj, we find them upright. In aqidah, we find them upright. And that's more important for us than the issues of ikhlaq. But even akhlaq, the person must be udul, must be adl, must be upright, otherwise the adl, the narrator of the adl is not taken. If he's a person of falsehood, a person who's lying, a person who's teaching and deceiving, he's scattered away, children scattered in America, children scattered here, not paying their maintenance, not taking care of his... كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ إِثْمَنَا يَضَيَّعَ مَنْ يَعُولُ. It is enough sin for a person who discards his own children and his own family that he is responsible over. It's enough sin. So give da'wah to yourself and clean your garden before you want to go out and clean other people's gardens. And we say this. We say this open with all of those who are callers to falsehood. And the worst falsehood is, they speak against the ulama. If it is bad enough for us to look at that, the issue of the akhlaq, and see how bad that is, then before that, they are not truthful in what they and who they are with the ulama. قال الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله ومن أعظم خبث القلوب, and from the most evil, the most evil traits of the heart, the most evil aspect of the heart, أن يكون في قلب العبد غل, أن يكون في قلب العبد غل لخيار المؤمنين وسادة أولياء الله بعد النبيين. From the most evil traits of the heart is that the servant has hatred for the best of the believers, for the best of the awliya of Allah, for the best of the awliya after the prophets, yani the ulama. They have hatred. We see them on the internet writing this scholar and that scholar. Na'am. Be truthful. Be truthful. Be truthful. Why deception, ya akhwan? With regards to ulama. And some people are boycotting others because they don't make tabdi' of Sheikh Ubaid or Sheikh Muhammad or Sheikh on this one and that one. SubhanAllah, these are ulama. Sheikh Rabi doesn't make tabdi' of them. You're going to boycott him as well? Be truthful. Let's be upfront now. You're going to boycott Sheikh Rabi'? No. Alhamdulillah, whenever we visit Makkah, we see the Sheikh, Hafidhahullah, always give salam to Sheikh Ubaid, give salam to Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, give salam to Sheikh Abdul Bukhari, and other than them, yani from the mashaykh that we know. Give salam to them. May Allah reward them for their efforts. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, so happy when he hears that they are doing durus, reviving the books of aqidah, reviving the books of fiqh and hadith. In particular, the books of hadith, and reviving the hadith of Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. So alhamdulillah. We ask Allah to protect us and keep us away from speaking ill of the ulama, whoever they are, in any place. Don't open your mouth to speak about them. Because من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنت بالحرب. So be warned. Because it may be that your heart dies. And it may be that your heart is from the worst of the hearts. We can't see it. But Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said it. ومن أعظم خبث القلوب أن يكون في قلب العبد غل لخيار المؤمنين. There's a hatred for the best of the believers, the best of the people. Manhaj al-Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, volume 1, page 22. So loving the ulama. Hafidh ibn Hajar, he said, من عادى لوليا, he said, المراد بولي الله, what is meant by the wali of Allah? He said, العالم بالله, the scholar who is knowledgeable of Allah, المواظب على طاعته, the one who is in accordance with his obedience, المخلص في عبادته, the one who is sincere in his worship. This is the awliya of Allah, the wali of Allah. And Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali, the great scholar from the 8th century, he said in his Jami' al-Ulum wal-Hikam, in his book, great book explaining 42 hadith and 8 more, he said, من عادى لي وليا فقد أذنته بالحرب. It means, فقد أعلمته بأني محارب له حيث كان محاربا لي بمعادة أوليائي. I have clarified to them, he said, Allah has clarified to the people that he is at war with the one that Allah loves. With the is war. Are you going to win that war? فَأَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ تَجِبُ مَوَالَاتُهُمْ. So the awliya of Allah, the ulama, it must, you must love them for Allah's sake. وَتُحَرِّمُ وَتَحْرُمُ مُعَادَاتُهُمْ. And also hating them, being at enmity with them, is forbidden. كَمَا أَنَّ أَعْدَاءَهُ تجب معاداتهم وتحرم موالاتهم. قال الحسن ابن آدم هل لك بمحاربته من طاقة. حسن البصري رحمه الله said, do you have any strength in waging war with Allah? Do you have any strength in that regard? In the end, the Sheikh Rabi Hafidhullah, in this beautiful lecture, he continued, and we come to the end of it. He said, seek refuge from fitan, ya ikhwan. Allahumma ya'dhibuka min al-fitan ma dhahara minha wa ma batan. We seek refuge from fitan, that which is apparent, that which is hidden. Ista'idu billahi min al-fitan. Ista'idu billahi min al-fitan. Ista'idu billahi min al-fitan. Hadith, which is sahih. Seek refuge from trials. Hadith sahih Muslim. Seek refuge from trials. Seek refuge from trials. Because trials could be dunya and deen. And the worst of the trials are the deen. Yani in the deen. That you lose your deen. How many people became Muslim and they left Islam? We used to know people coming to Islam, they left. Maybe they saw something, bad manners maybe from certain people, and they use that to say this is Islam. No, this is not Islam. That's from that individual that you saw bad manners from. But this is not Islam that you're running away from. How many sisters run away from the hijab because of culture? They think that this is... They run away from their houses because of culture. Because of culture, not from Islam. Maybe in their household there was no Islam. The Islam was not established properly. How many people do that? And they run away. Run off with a boyfriend or run off with somebody else. And the parents now, they're in turmoil. They're in problems. Why? Because our daughter has run away from the house. How many times have you heard that? Masallah salam, it's happening. Because the people are losing their identity. Because they're not going back to that which Allah and His Rasul has commanded them with. Their household, shaitan is easily, freely coming in. They don't say Bismillah when they enter. They don't say Salamu Alaikum, reviving that ish'ar of Islam. And they have pictures on the walls. With pictures of animals and pictures with that which has ruh inside it, soul. They have that on the walls. They don't read Baqarah in their houses. Hardly doing dhikr of Allah, hardly reminding each other for the dhikr of Allah, hardly establishing the prayer for the dhikr of Allah, and you're falling to the footsteps of shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمْ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. The devil, the shaitan, he wants to take you away from the dhikr of Allah by way of gambling, by way of alcohol, drugs. And he wants to take you away from the dhikr of Allah and the salah. So will you not desist? Will you not stop? Will you not take heed? So we ask Allah subhanahu to protect us, protect our hearts. People, when they want to hide their money, they put it in a wallet or in a purse, or they put it in a safe and they lock it with the most difficult combination so nobody enters that. That's for their money. What about their hearts? They leave their hearts open for shaitan? Without the dhikr of Allah? Without the dhikr of the morning and the evening? Without reciting of the Quran, recitation of the Quran, they leave their house open. And for their houses, they buy the biggest lock. or they buy the Yale lock, you know, the hardest one, the strongest one, so that nobody enters their houses, and they buy double glazing with locks, so that the burglar doesn't enter. But they have let Shaitan enter. You left the devil amongst the ins out, but you let the devil amongst the jinn in. What good is that? People are losing. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ اللَّهُ. They lose, a lot of people are losing the battle regarding their hearts. They open their hearts to innovation. They open their hearts to innovators, not just sins and transgression. They open their hearts to speaking against ulama. They open their hearts to the dhikr of shaitan, music and singing. Music and singing, I need the musical instruments, the ma'azif. Yesterday, we used to know an individual, and today, something, he's upon something else. Individual memorized the whole Quran. Today he's saying music is allowed. Music is allowed. Yani can the mizmar of shaitan come together with the Quran? Can it be one? He's arguing. And the argument, debate was, is music sinning or singing or whatever they said? Yani is it considered just sinning or singing? Subhanallah. الله عز وجل سن صوت النجم أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون وتضحكون ولا تبكون وأنتم سامدون فاسجدوا لله واعبدوه. Do you laugh and rejoice when the Quran is being recited? Because سامدون is to play music. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه said, والله إنها غنى والله إنها غنى والله إنها غنى. I swear by Allah's music, I swear by Allah's music, I swear by Allah's music. Because when the Quran was being sent down and recited by the Sahaba and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the polytheists used to gather together and laugh and joke and sing, and Allah rebuked them. They used to laugh and joke and play music, and Allah rebuked them. Don't cry, but you sing and laugh and joke, and you play music. So nowadays. Yesterday's Quran memorizer is today defending music and singing. Allahu Akbar. And of course there are exceptions with regards playing the duff for little girls on Eid. That's something else. Everybody has an Eid. That is something else. But, subhanAllah, men, they go to these weddings. I remember these weddings in Morocco, subhanAllah. They go to these weddings by this group called Adil wal Ihsan. I saw no Adil, I saw no Ihsan. Adil wal Ihsan. This group, they go to the weddings and they play the duff. The men, grown men. This is imitating the girls. In weddings, playing the duff. Nothing better to do. And then they said their motto is, or our motto is, we talk about everything. Any politics, salah, we talk about everything. That's their motto. Talk about everything. Alhamdulillah. If you talk about everything based upon lack of knowledge and based upon innovations and based upon the Ikhwani mentality, then of course you're going to go astray. Of course you will go astray. And when you talk about politics, is it based upon the Islamic politics that the ulama educate and that Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, for example, was upon? Because he didn't talk about everything. To the people, when they said to him, complain to the, he went through four rulers, not just one, four rulers, and the last one is the one that set him free. Three of them tortured him, and not one, he said, let's go out against him, let's talk about everything, let's talk about politics now, let's go out against him, because he said a statement of kufr. Even that he didn't do. And you are better than Imam Ahmad, when he's called Imam Ahmad, Imam As-Sunnah. Imam al-Sunnah in his time, who died 241 Hijriah. So yes, politics in its place. Go back to Surah Nur, verse 55. That is politics in its place. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. This is politics in its place. You want the khilafah, as Allah said? Go back to ibadah. And Adam al-Shirk, which is prevalent in the Muslim Ummah, unfortunately. Yani al-Shirk. May Allah protect us, and may Allah protect our hearts. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. قلوب العباد بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبها كيف يشاء. The hearts of the servants are between the two fingers of Ar-Rahman. He changes it how he wills. Today you may wake up a believer, you may sleep at the end of the day a disbeliever. It is that easy to go astray. May Allah protect us. And Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah, in this beautiful lecture, he mentioned the importance of being truthful and being sincere in protecting this heart. Because this is the heart where the actions stem from. And the tongue follows and the limbs follow the heart. And every morning, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the tongue says to the heart, اتق الله فينا. Fear Allah concerning us. إذا أعوجت أعوجنا وإذا استقمت استقمنا. If you are corrupt and deviated, we will be corrupt and deviated. And if you are upright, then we will be upright. Take care of the heart. The heart, its cure is the Quran. وأنزلنا إليك من وأنزلنا إليك ما هو شفاء ورحمة وأنزلنا إليك من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة. And we reveal to you from the Quran that which is a cure and a mercy. لما في الصدور, to that which is in the chest, meaning the hearts. The Prophet ﷺ said in the last hadith which we mentioned, the Prophet ﷺ said, إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب. Indeed, there is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. And if it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. Indeed, it is the heart. والله أعلم صلى الله عليه وسلم على خير خلق الله محمد وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله بالعالمين. And if there are any corrections, mention them now, no problem. There isn't anyone except that he makes a mistake. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير خطائين التوابون. All of the children of Adam make mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who are repentful. So may Allah make us of the repentful ones and rectify our mistakes always. And also we supplicate for our brothers, wherever they are, under persecution, brothers and sisters, those who are going through hardship. Don't forget them in your du'as. You are in the best days. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ. قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلَ قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ مِنْ مَالِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ بِهِمَا وَفِي الرِّوَايَةِ وَلَمْ يَرْجَعْ بِشَيْءٍ. There aren't any other days where actions are performed are more beloved to Allah than these days. Not even a person who goes out for jihad, they said to him, not even a person who goes out for jihad visabilah. He said, not even a person who goes out for jihad visabilah, except for a man who went out and didn't come back with his self and wealth. And he went out with his self and his wealth, he didn't come back. As for the one who went out and he comes back, then your actions done in these days are better. So from our actions, they are supplicating for your Muslim brothers, for their well-being within Syria and other than them, within brothers and sisters. Na'am. And other areas where the Muslims were going through persecution, in Yemen, under the hands of the Rafida, when they were harming the Muslims in Dammaj, harming Ahl Sunnah in Dammaj, may Allah aid them against them. Yes, we supplicate for our brothers, against their transgressors of the Rafida. And Ahl Sunnah are few. And Ahl Sunnah, it's possible for a person to make a mistake. However, of course that mistake is looked into. Whatever it is, usually you find an alim, he'll come back to the truth if he makes a mistake. Whatever that mistake, if it's an usul, Shaykh Rabbi mentioned three things. The state of the person who makes a mistake. Three. And may Allah reward our brother Abu Khadija, translated it in the new book that came out, Advice to the Salafis in the West. Excellent book. by Sheikh Rabi, advice from Sheikh Rabi to question and answer session with the people of Holland. It's possible that the alim, he makes a mistake in the issues of usul. And usually you find that alim, he's first to take that error back. Inshallah, this is what is intended. So be patient with him and advise him until he takes it back. This is the way of Ahl Sunnah. Not slate him from day one. Advice. Adin Nasiha. Because the alim, na'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the ulama, yarfa' Allah alladhina amanu minkum alladhina utul ilm darajat. So they advised. Alhamdulillah, you find him, inshallah, the first to take the errors back. It's possible for alim to make a mistake and slip. And inshallah, if you read the book that we translated by Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, Reasons for Deviation, at the end of it, we have mentioned a few statements of the ulama regarding the slips and errors of the scholars. Yani when they slip and err. But I found that the translation that was recent by Abu Khadija regarding the clarification of Sheikh Rabi', the three categories, I found that to be most comprehensive, mashallah, tabarakallah. One of the best explanations that you'll find. And we used to hear him when we used to be in Mecca, Yani Jeddah, going to Mecca, we used to hear him say the same thing. The same thing. But it's nicely categorized there in that book. And that's what we are upon. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh Salih Fawzan in Masail Jahiliya, when he was going over the mas'ala regarding speaking ill of the ulama, the mas'ala al-ashira, the 10th one, ramyuhum, and that is وَهِيَ رَمْيُهُمْ أَهْلِ الدِّينِ بِقِلَّةِ فَهْمِهِمْ وَعَدَمِ حِفْظِهِمْ وَاسْتِدْلَالِهِمْ عَلَى بُطْلَانِ الدِّينِ بِقِلَّةِ أَفْهَامِ أَهْلِهِ وَعَدَمِ حِفْظِهِمْ. He said, what did Sheikh Salih Fawzan say? مما ذكره الله على عن قوم نوح قولهم وما نراك تبعك إلا الذين هم أراذلنا بادي الرأي. And then he mentioned from this the defense of the ulama, that the ulama, the people of the past, the mushrikun, they used to speak ill of them, whether it was the anbiya or the righteous ones that came afterwards. So the ulama, they have a great manzila with Ahl Sunnah. Allah protect us. And the ulama, they recognize each other as ulama. Somebody may say, but how do you know what's the alim? A alim is one who practices what he preaches. A alim is the one who other ulama know him as a alim. So if you don't know him, another one maybe does know him. Huh? Maybe you don't know him because you don't know him. You're in a different country or different land or different. You don't know. But there are. You ask the people. Ask the people in their land of Iraq. They say, ask Auza'i. Of Egypt, ask Layth ibn Sa'd, of Medina, they will ask Malik. You ask the people in their town about them. It's easy. The people of Medina know who the ulama are in Medina, alhamdulillah. Wallahu alam. This was actually, some of these statements were taken from this excellent book by our brother, Akh Fadil, and a good student of knowledge, one of the, mashallah, strong students of Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, and that is Abdullah ibn Muhammad ibn Hussein al-Najmi, from the students of Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah. So that was some of the statements that he has regarding تحذير سفهاء الأحلام عن الطعن في أئمة الأعلام. An excellent book for each and every one of us to purchase and to gain, to benefit. Naam.
We were talking and I was told him about shirk and everything, explained to him like a baby, like explained to a baby. But what he does usually, I notice, is that he comes back to something and he forgot everything, and then he starts from stage one again.
Then you start from stage one as well. When he starts stage one, go back, Tawheed. Keep your da'wah Tawheed from the beginning till the end. Rasulullah says on his deathbed, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْيَهُودُ النَّصَارِ اتَّقَدَ قُبُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدًا. Tawheed from the beginning to the end. Don't stay away and from Tawheed in your da'wah. From the beginning to the end. The Hizbiyun, they don't like it. Some of them, the Ash'aris, they say you can learn Tawheed in 10 minutes. MashaAllah, that's your tawheed, not my tawheed. Your tawheed, 10 minutes, because it's corrupt. It's not correct. Needs brushing up. Ulama spent ages, long time, defending the aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Correct meaning of Allah's beautiful names and attributes. You can learn all of Allah's names and attributes with their meaning and what they are support in 10 minutes? With their meaning and what they entail in 10 minutes? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. 10 minutes, they said. And they say, and Hizb al-Tahrir Muhajirin always used to say, you always talk about Tawheed. Yes! Because this is our lifeline, this is the way we know this salvation. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned about the Hadith al-Bitaqa. The man will come with 99 scrolls of bad deeds, will be put on one side of the scale, and on the other side, Kalimat al-Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. And it would outweigh all of those scrolls of bad deeds. How are we not going to talk about Tawheed? How are we not going to, as if everyone now is upon Tawheed? People are doing shirk. People are still sacrificing at the graves for the awliya, supposedly. They are doing tawaf at the graves. They are calling upon the dead. They are relying upon the dead. They are wearing talismans. They are wearing the hijab. They call it hijab. Some of them they call it hijab. Yani the ta'weed. The tamaim. So the people, we need to talk Tawheed from the beginning to the end. From all of the verses that you know of Tawheed, yes, revive those verses. So the people know the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Away from their misguided, fabricated narrations that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have a shadow, he didn't have a footprint. Look, if you have any doubt about footprints, go to Makkah, you see the footprint of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's there for you to see. Maqam Ibrahim, sah? Huh? But they like to say the Anbiya don't have footprints. They are not human. Or they don't have a shadow. It's there. Go there. It's there. Wasting their time, ya akhwan, upon bid'ah, khurafat. So we ask Allah to thank, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us away from shirk and away from bid'ah and away from khurafat. But still, we have to continue asking Allah, as the Messenger asked Allah, away from shirk, because shirk is like a black ant on a black rock, on a pitch black night. You could do things for the people, not for Allah. And then what? You're in the hellfire for that. May Allah protect us. It's severe. Shirk is severe. Ikhlas is not easy. You have to keep asking Allah for ikhlas all the time. It's not easy. There are many translations of the Quran, such as Sahih International and others. Which one should we stick to? As for Sahih International, then they try to smoothen some of the language. But in reality, if you look at the meaning of La ilaha illallah, they say there is no God but God, or there is no God but Allah. This is an incorrect translation of La ilaha illallah. This is just one example. Kalimat al-Tawheed, you should get it right. And they should be written to, such that they rectify this matter. La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqin illallah. In the Arabic language, la nafiya. La nafiya requires a ism and a khabar. La nafiya requires a mubtada and a khabar. What is the mubtada and what is the khabar? La ilaha. Ilaha is the mubtada. The ism of that sentence. Where's the khabar? Khabar is understood, is muqaddar. Ma'budun bihaq. Who truly deserves to be worshipped. Illallah is jumla istithna'iyya, except Allah. So even in the Arabic language, they must get it right. La ilaha illallah, la ma'buda bihaqin illallah. As Shaykh Nu'thaymi rahmullah has mentioned, and other than him from the great scholars, they don't mention that. They say there's no God but Allah. Which really does not give you the call of Rasulullah. The call of Rasulullah is worship for Allah alone. But the and as for rububiyyah, which the Ikhwanis, they translate la ilaha with the rububiyyah translation, like Sayyid Qutb, he said la ilaha illallah means la hakamiyyata illa lillah. There is no rulership except for Allah. This is rububiyyah. This is not uluhiyyah. This is not worship. This is uluhiyyah. The people of the past, the mushrikun, they never had a problem with rububiyyah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. If you were to ask them who created the heavens and earth, they will say Allah. They knew it was Allah who sent rain down from the sky. They knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave life. They knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes people to die. But to worship him, they set up intermediaries. This was the problem. So la ilaha illallah means there's no one worthy of worship except Allah. So Sahih International, there has errors. The best translation in Aqeedah is no doubt Muhsin Khan with Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, rahimahullah. The great alim of Lugha Arabiya, Taqiyuddin al-Hilali al-Maghribi. Naam. That's the best translation in terms of the Aqeedah. In terms of the Aqeedah. That is the best one available. Allah knows best. In terms of Aqeedah, in many cases, I've seen more than 15 translations of Quran. Read Surah Hadid, verse 3. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. They all get it wrong, except Muhsin Khan and Taqiyuddin al-Hilali. He's the first and the last and the highest and the nearest. What do they say? He is the Omega and he's the Alpha and the Omega. Akhi, just say first and last. Why make it difficult for the people? We're not Greek. Just say first and the last. Simple. The Alpha and the Omega. Some of them they bring archaic language. First and the last. هو الأول. أول. First. والآخر. Last. والظاهر. The highest. And the nearest. Batin. Highest. What do they say? He is the apparent and he is the hidden. He's the apparent and he's the hidden. Apparent. This is the aqidah of Wahdatul Wujud, that whatever you see is Allah. Huh? And some of them, they use another translation. He's the outer and he's the inner. He's the outward and the inward. He's inside creation. A'udhu billah. So all of these translations are batil. 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 And you can't, these translations come from what? Adam al-ihtimam bil-aqidah. Without having concern for aqidah. Without understanding the correct aqidah. Or they come stemming from a literal translation. Why don't you take it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He's ablaghu an-nas. And he said, هو الأول ليس قبله شيء. هو الآخر ليس بعده شيء. هو الظاهر ليس فوقه شيء. He's no one above him. That means he's the highest. هو الباطن ليس دونه شيء. There is no one closer to you than Allah by his knowledge. Of course, by his knowledge, that he knows what you're doing. So the best translation is Muhsin Khan with Taqiyuddin al-Hilali. There are, يعني, anyway, there's a lot of issues regarding this, long topic, but that's in brief. And Allah knows best. You may say that there's too many brackets, there's too many, that's something else. But, يعني, that's a matter of يعني, looking at the page. One or two words could be smoothened out in certain areas, but that's something else. That requires a committee, a lajna, where, يعني, but it's nothing in terms of aqeedah, alhamdulillah, in terms of aqeedah, it is Salim, inshallah, from what we know. Even to the extent of yani clarifying the most yani particular of affairs. For example, ruh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew, he says, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا, from our spirit, from our ruh. Everybody else says our spirit, that we put our spirit in him, in Isa alayhi salam. Our spirit. He clarifies in brackets, our spirit that we created. Allahu Akbar. Not from Allah. This is idafatu tashrif. This is in terms of honor. Our, in terms of honor. Not that it's from Allah. But the other translates our spirit. Yusuf Ali translates our spirit. When Yusuf Ali translates the Quran, whenever he mentions heaven and hell, he says allegorical. It's not real. It's allegorical. Yeah, and it's parable only. The same with Muhammad Asad, when he translated the Quran. And be careful of Muhammad Asad's translation of the Quran. He quotes many times, Zamakhshari Razi, Muhammad Abduh. All of these batini explanations, hidden explanations supposedly. Whenever he talks about the affairs of the unseen, and it is a parable. It is not a parable. The description of paradise, a parable. Description. It means something else. You know, the gardens of paradise, the rivers of honey, rivers of milk. This is parable, not real. This is in their translations. Subhanallah, we believe it's real. It's haqq. Prophet ﷺ, didn't he say in the night prayer that he testified that Jannatu haqq, wa naru haqq, Naam. And you're saying it's not haq. This is not just parable. So whether it is the Rafidi translation, Mir Ali, whether it is the Brelvi translation, Sher Ali, no, Sher Ali is the Qadiani one. Whether it is the Brelvi translation, Ahmed Reza Brelvi, huh? Whether it is the Muhammad Asad, these Mu'tazili translations, Muhammad Asad, Pickthall, Yusuf Ali, Abdullah Yusuf Ali, they're all the same. When it comes to Asma or Sifat, they all get it wrong. Mainly. And also the aspects of other aspects of belief of Allah and His messengers and so on. They get it wrong. So we be careful. We be careful of looking at any other translation. Except that translation. Huh? And it is a translation of the meaning. The Quran cannot be translated. It is the translation of the meaning. And it's not bid'ah to translate the Quran. To translate the meaning of the Quran. Shaykh Salam Jamia, he said, if it is in Arabic, it is called tafsir. If it is in other than Arabic, it is a translation. So go and argue with Majmu' Fatawa. And other than the Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, from the great scholars, mentions aloud. In fact, Prophet ﷺ would command some of the companions to translate for those who didn't know. He says, many people we hear is in Arabic. We find many people, those who call to Islam, they fall into storytelling. Storytelling. Yani, qasas. So hal, he says, is this from the sunnah? There's a narration, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, inna bani Israel, lamma halaku qassu. When the bani Israel, when they became destroyed, they turned to storytelling. So this is the way of the bani Israel, to storytell. And this is, we find it with the Hizbiyyun, the partisan groups. They don't have sunnah. A'yatuhumus sunnah an yahfadhuha. They became tired of memorizing the sunnah and learning it. So they turned to storytelling. And the whole lecture is all a story. How many times, even in Arabic, we find some of the du'at of Hizbi du'at in Arabic. Akhi, subhanAllah, you're waiting for the whole tape to wait. Where is the plot? It still hasn't reached the plot. You know, and you know, the longer it goes, the more ijram is supposed to be mentioned. And it's like, oh, every time you're like, oh, until the end, you're still waiting for what is the plot. Wallahi. Of course, we don't listen to their tapes anyway. But from what we have heard, and sometimes you walk even past some of these Hizbi tape shops, and you are forced to listen, yani, as you're walking past because they have it out. And you hear all these, in the beginning, you know, so many sound effects. And you have that with the storytellers now. You see them on the tele, what do you call it, these satellite channels. And these satellite channels. Isn't it true? When they come and they want to give you, a story, it's a story. If it's not sunnah, it's just going to be a story. That's not true many times. If it's a true story about an incident that occurred, like we mentioned about Hassan al-Banna, the Ikhwani, an incident that occurred, that's true, that is related from the thiqat, no problem. But it's not the whole lecture, it's all a story. Rabbi nas ala sunnah. People should hear, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah. Not the whole, sometimes khatib, the whole khutbah, not even one ayah, not even one hadith. Akhi, go and learn your deen, man. The whole khutbah can't mention one ayah. One hadith based upon qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, fahm al-salaf, distorted, or the whole khutbah is all about the rulers. Like we have Hizb al-Ta'rir, Faqid Shayla Yu'ti, and Muhajirun. The whole khutbah, 1 hour is standing, wasting people's time, talking about how bad. Taib, what is the solution, Ya Akhi? What is the solution? Isn't it that you and me, we rectify our, first and foremost, aqidah, and we believe, and we call the people to sunnah? What's the solution? Talk about problems, what's the solution? Let's talk about solution. But now, it means that you have to practice sunnah, that's why you don't want to talk about solution. Let's talk about solution. Go back to rectifying the false beliefs of the people. Going back to rectify the bid'ah that people are falling into. Talk about solution. So, inna bani Israel lamma halaku qassu. Bani Israel, when they were destroyed, they turned to storytelling. And one of the Salaf, He heard a story, that was given by one of the, one of the storytellers. No, he was passing by. He saw one of the storytellers giving his story. So the one of the Salaf started plucking his hair under his armpit, plucking it out. And they said to him, "What are you doing?" He said, "What I'm doing is the Sunnah. What you're doing is lying against the Sunnah." How the Salaf used to be strong. Love the Sunnah. What I'm doing is doing Sunnah. What you're doing is lying about Rasulullah. How do you combine the narrations that the hadith of the 99 scrolls and the narration regarding good character being the heaviest? Sheikh Muhammad Hadi answered this question. And he said, no doubt, in terms of mu'amalat, in terms of your dealings, the heaviest thing on the scales is your good manners, in terms of your dealings. But in terms of your belief, it is heavier than that. Your aqidah is heavier than your manners. Heavier than your manners. What? Just because you know how to cue, you're gonna have a heavy scales. Just because you know how to cue. And will you corrupt aqidah? No. First and foremost, your aqidah comes first. Not just because you know how to say please and thank you, whatever, jazakallah khair and so on. Sheikh Muhammad had explained it beautifully like that. Aqidah comes first, if we knew. And Allah always mentioned that before the amal, he mentions iman. Alladina aman wa amilu salihat. This one we mentioned. That one was answered by Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. Jazakallah khair. My mom is not happy with me related to Islam. Hamza said that we should be dutiful to our parents. My mom is Jewish and is not happy with me reverting to Islam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that we should be dutiful to our parents. What should I do if she doesn't want to see me? You be patient with her, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Luqman, Allah said, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِنْ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be righteous to them. If they call you to shirk, don't obey them in that. Don't obey them in that. Yani if they call you to do haram, don't obey them in that. But وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. But still be good to them in this life. If she doesn't want to see you, you have nowadays communication becomes so easy. With a telephone, she doesn't want to hear you, you have email, send an email. If she can read email or even post, communication becomes very easy. And you keep advising them. How many people, subhanAllah, after persistence and patience and perseverance, eventually they became Muslim? Allahu Akbar. Naam. Eventually they became Muslim. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah, my mother, she's not Muslim. Supplicate for her that she becomes Muslim." The Prophet supplicated for her. He went home. He knocked on the door. And he hears the water trickling. She's doing wudu, performing wudu. And she says, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." Allahu Akbar. So we supplicate for them to become Muslim. Show them good manners. Even though they're not Muslim. Show them good manners. Help them in the dunya. Because they can relate to the dunya much more, usually the kuffar. Help them in the dunya. With wealth, with money. Or with yourself, with your time, with your energy. Help them in cleaning the house, in cleaning the garden, whatever it requires. And inshallah, Allah will soften their hearts. Sometimes it's only in the beginning. And then afterwards, after patience, who doesn't go through hardship with their families and difficulties with their families? Even those who have Muslim parents. Even those who have Muslim parents, some of them go through difficulties and hardship. Some of them are thrown out their houses. Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, his own father said to him, "Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're talking. I need the da'wah of Adam al-Madhab and Adam, and according to Sunnah and so on. Stop this, because the people are talking. So either you leave, stop the talking, or you leave the house." He said, "Let me think about it." He gave him a few days. Afterwards he said, I'm inclined to leave it. But he still kept good manners with him. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah, used to say that whenever my father used to come in, he said, "Oh, you Wahhabi." It was against him. His own father used to be against him. He said, "Oh, you Wahhabi." So whenever I'm reading the books, whether it's Muhammad Wahhab or Ibn Taymiyyah or Imam Ahmad and that, when he comes in the room, I hide it and I put Bukhari on top. Because nobody's going to complain about Bukhari. And he debate with them, he's discussed with them. He said, "My father used to be, he was a Shafi'i. And my mother Hanafi." Two different madhabs. Hanafi, they say that if you touch a woman, by the hand, it doesn't break your wudu. Shafi'i says if you just touch by the hand, it breaks your wudu. So whenever he said, "My father used to go out for the prayer, and my mother would want to give him a towel," he said, "Don't touch me." Yani give me the towel from far away. So otherwise I have to do wudu again. In those days, it used to be cold water, not like now, mashallah, central heating and hot water. In those days, cold. So he said, And Sheikh Muhammad, in the school, he says, when I'm going to the school, they teach me the Hanafi madhab. So all of this confusion. So he went to one of his uncles, and he said to him, my uncle, you seem like a learned man. Tell me, I'm confused, what's going on? This is before he came into the Salafi da'wah. He said, I'm confused, tell me what's going on. All this one says breaks wudu, this one says doesn't break wudu. In the school, the Hanafis, they say, if you bleed, it breaks your wudu. The Shafi'is, this time around, they say it doesn't break wudu. So, what do I do? So his uncle gave him a book of the four madhabs. The four madhabs. He said, before I was confused with two, now I'm confused with four. Subhanallah. And then afterwards he met Sheikh Hamad al-Faqih, rahimahullah, from the Salafi Mashaykh. Look, the importance of being with the ulama. He met Sheikh Hamad al-Faqih, rahimahullah, and he learned the Salafi manhaj. And then he taught his father, and he debated with him, and he said, alhamdulillah, he became Salafi before he passed away. So, oh sister, whoever you are, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide your mom to Islam. May Allah guide her in these blessed 10 days, and if not thereafter, that she is guided to Islam. And she doesn't bring any harm to you and your deen. And Allah knows best. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Inshallah, next Sunday, inshallah. No promise, but hopefully.